So let's open it up for two things, Barry. One is a couple of questions, and let's set up a demo for a volunteer now.
Okay, so let's start with the questions. Press 1 on your keypad if you have a question, a thought, a comment, and then when we go get done with that, later we'll be polling for who wants to be a demo client. What questions, comments, thoughts do you have that you'd like to share for Fran? Press 1 on your telephone keypad or the device you use to dial in. We'll bring you the mic. Okay, we're going to go to Chris. Hi, Chris. Welcome.
Hi, just a real quick thing. Can she repeat the thoughts? I think I've transposed it.
had a little beep.
Repeat the what, Chris?
The five that you just said.
Five,
would you say
yes.
It one more time?
Yeah, absolutely. Number one is the client's topic or focus, their presenting issue. Number two is establishing their desired outcome for the conversation. Number three is their motivation for achieving that outcome. Number four, establishing a measure for success. And number five, checking in on that measure at the end of the conversation. Does that help?
Yes, thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
You know, I also want to mention, besides the handout that the resource guide that she has, we've never mentioned this, but just so you know, because there's a lot of great information in today's call. All the calls are recorded, and if you're an ICFLA member, it's free in the member archive. If you're a guest, you can purchase it for $5 for a particular call. But I just want to mention, because there's so much meat and potatoes, that as we go through this, you may want to listen to the recording later. So I just wanted to let you know about that resource. Okay, any other questions, comments before we go to the demo with Fran? Press 1 on your keypad. Okay, we're going to go to Libby. Hi, Libby. You might be muted on your end, Libby, either. Might be muted on your end, Libby.
I had my mute. Sorry about that. Thanks, Barry.
There you go. Hi there.
So I'm just curious some of the feeling kinds of questions, you know, which are the who questions, I think I find sometimes they're harder depending upon the sophistication of the client or the, you know, I'll just say that, you know, sophistication. I think
sure.
You might know what I mean. And I wonder how you can make that that client feel really comfortable in those questions and continue to probe a little bit if they really don't know what you mean, you know, if they're not comfortable with a feeling question.
Mm-hmm. Well, Libby, you know your client better than I do. And you probably are familiar with their learning style. So it's taking this idea of the who approach and translating it to what would be relevant and most comfortable for your client. So you might ask it in terms of thinking or a resource like what is your intuition tell you, or what do you believe? In fact, this opens up another piece of a conversation we haven't had time for today, but I consider the WHO tools, the values, the empowering beliefs, the strengths, qualities of who they're being. So you might bring in some of those tools to help them be comfortable with probing more deeply. That help?
Yeah, no, very much. I like the idea of the values and strengths. So, yeah. Okay, thank you.
Good question.
Yes, thanks, Libby. We have one more question that came into me via email that I wanted to read, Fran.
Okay.
One of the participants says, She's listening on the call right now. She wants to know where she can find the PCC markers that you're referring to. And I also want to just let you know that we have MCCs, PCCs, ACCs, new coaches, old coaches, credentialed, not credentialed. So you might want to just take a moment and explain what this PCC marker and where they can find them. That might give them some good info.
Oh, absolutely. You will find them on the ICF website. Just search for PCC markers. They were posted on the website back in June of 2015, and it took 3 years of a committee. I was on this committee to develop this new approach, much more streamlined approach. We're turning, this is a whole new technological system for assessing PCC applicants. And by the way, this is going to change for ACC and MCC over time as well. So the new system is streamlined by technology. And for PCC applicants, we're now turning applications in 30 days, where in the past it took sometimes 6 months to a year. But anyway, go to the ICF website, search for PCC markers. These are objective lenses that the assessors are using now. Have you, and we can, as an assessor, we can look through these lenses on the competencies and check a box whether this competency has been observed or not observed. So I recommend for anyone, even MCCs on the call who haven't been plugged into some training in the last year or two, to check in and see what we're looking for now, because we've learned so much over the last 20 years about what makes for an effective, powerful, transformational coaching conversation. And these PCC markers will be good clues for you to review and get familiar with.
Okay, beautiful. Great question. So did you want to now go to the demo?
Let's do.
Okay, so before we have people press one on their keypad to be the demo client, just tell them a little bit of what they're signing up for. And I also just want to mention that this is being recorded, so that was one of the pieces. So tell them what they're signing up for, not signing up, but raising their hand for if they press one.
Okay. We'll take no more than 10 minutes. For this demo, we're only going to focus on establishing the coaching agreement. So I'm looking for someone who has a topic or focus you'd like to address, and we'll demo the coaching client establishing the coaching agreement. Hopefully I can demonstrate a WHO approach.
Okay, very good. So press one of your keypad. What we're going to do is we're going to call on three people. We want to be sure the line sounds clear, and then also Fran gets to hear who they are. So press one of your keypad if you would like to be one of those people. We're going to start with Annie. Hi, Annie. Welcome.
Hi. Can you hear me?
Perfect.
Yes, very clear. Hi, Annie.
Hi, Fran. How are you?
Delighted.
Cool. Okay, so I have.
What would be a topic for you?
Yeah, so I've been wanting to finish my book. I am a writer, and I have been wanting to finish a book, and I have found myself just not doing it. And I would love some assistance in getting that moving forward.
Okay. Thank you.
Perfect. Okay. So. We're going to put Annie on hold for a sec. Next, we're going to go to, I hope I spell it right, is it Dennis? Do I have that correct? D-E-N-I-C-E? Or Leslie Dennis?
Denise?
Leslie Denise? Denise? Are you there? Maybe you're muted on your end?
Oh, hi, this is Denise.
We're not. There we go. We got you there. Hi, Denise. We can hear you.
Well, I didn't mean to volunteer. I must have hit the phone wrong. I apologize.
Okay.
We'll take you off the list. No worries at all. Thank you so much.
Oh,
Anybody else want to be brave, or shall we go to Annie? We'll give it a – here we go. We got one more. We're going to go to Kristen. Hi, Kristen.
Hello.
Hello, Kristen.
Hi.
What is your
topic? What would you like to know?
What is your topic or focus today?
My topic is that I'm a coach, and I've been doing a lot of public speaking to the point where I kind of feel like I'm a speaker who coaches, and it's not where I want to be. I want to be a coach that speaks.
Coach that speaks. Okay. And thank you. Is it Kristen? Yeah, Kristen. Barry, give me a reading on the quality of her line.
Annie's line is a little better. Kristen's okay, but not quite as good.
Okay. So, Kristen, let me offer an opportunity to coach you offline. Barry will send me your contact information if you like, and I'll go with Annie for the demo today.
Sounds good to me.
Okay.
Okay.
We'll get back to
that. Very honoring of you, Annie Fran. Okay, thanks, Kristen. I'll get her in touch with you. And Annie, you're on. Welcome.
It's the Annie and Fran
show. Wow, I feel very lucky. Thank you.
Okay, so you want to finish a book and you're not doing it. And what else? You're not doing it. What else did you say?
Oh, it's just something I've committed myself to. I've been working on it for 20 years. I've got bits and pieces written, but I'm not sitting down and writing right now. And I'd really like to just start again.
You'd really like to?
Start again.
You'd like to start again. And I'm wondering about you'd really like to. You said you were committed, and you have been for 20 years. What's behind the really like to?
I think I'm kind of judging it ever so slightly. there's a lot going on. It's very vulnerable stories about my life. I've got that going on, and then I sort of stand on this edge of, oh my God, am I really going to tell people about this? And it's going back in time when I'm telling these stories and trying to find the energy of the growth and how
Annie,
it's changed me and how. Yep.
Annie, what's really important for you today to address this?
To move forward.
Move forward. You want to move forward. Okay. And how would moving forward serve you?
I would be very proud of myself getting this out into the world. Plus, I would be attaining and achieving my own mission in life, which is to get this out there. And I know it's going to make a difference for people.
You want to make a difference.
Yes.
Beautiful. Okay. So given that you want to make a difference, you want to move forward, what is the ideal outcome for you today in our conversation?
Something that would maybe a structure of some kind, something that would help me motivate myself to getting this into action again. I know when I start, I'll be great. It's just start. It's like a rusty wheel, you know. If you go off track, it just starts to seize up a bit. And I know when I get started, I'll be good. I just need to get back on track.
Mm-hmm. So it feels like a rusty wheel, and you know from past experience that a little bit of structure and some effective motivation will get you moving forward. Have I got that right?
Pretty much, yeah.
Okay. All right. All right. So what if you could put that into a statement, like a goal statement for today? What's the goal that we're going for together?
Committing something that takes my commitment into action tomorrow,
okay,
or even today.
Okay. So you want a commitment, achieve a commitment that gets you into action.
Yeah.
Okay. How committed are you right now?
100%.
Woo! Hear the energy. Committed 100%. 100%. Where do you want to be by the end of our conversation? Before we go there, what is committed to 100% right now? What does that look like, feel like? A few words.
The energy is there. I keep coming up with metaphors. It's like I've got my car in drive, everything's revving to go, but something's got my tires stuck or sliding or
okay.
Somewhere I'm putting my, I think it's that judgment thing. We're putting some of this out there. There's a few things going on.
Okay, so committed 100% right now is that the energy's there, the car's in drive, and it's stuck. What is your commitment by the end of this conversation going to look like and feel like?
Flow. I won't be stuck.
You won't be stuck. What will you be?
Writing.
You'll be writing. You will be writing.
Yes.
All right. So in a real world, we would dive in and we would start coaching right now, Annie. And we would go for your ideal outcome. Fair?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you for volunteering for this establishing the coaching agreement demo.
Well done, friend. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. All right. So, Barry, we're going to open it up now for questions, comments, observations. What have you learned from the presentation and or the demo? Let's hear from a few of you.
Great. Press 1 on your keypad. We'll bring you the mic. Okay, I hope I get this pronunciation correctly. I'm just going to spell it. W-A-L-T-H-E-A.
I pressed the number. I can't get my. I come off.
Do you have a learning
thought? We can hear you.
Can you? Sorry, I pressed an error. Forgive me.
Okay.
No worries. Thank you. So anybody else, press 1 on your keypad, and we'll bring in the mic. So ask the question again to get them sort of thinking about that, Fran.
Well, it might be interesting to hear from Annie, too, on what her experience was. But my question is, what is something that you observed or learned, or what questions are you left with?
Good. Let's go to thank you. Let's go to Donna to start. We'll go to Annie in a little bit. Hey, Donna. Your mic might be muted on your end. Okay, so I just want to acknowledge the people that are using web. Ah, there you are. As I said, people using the web phone, but I think we can hear you now. Woohoo! Go ahead,
okay. I'm just curious about and whether this might come up in a longer coaching conversation about the whole judgment thing that seems to be sitting there. Would you approach that at any point, or?
Oh, okay, so you're referring to what came up for Annie about her her judgments.
Yes. Yeah.
Well, yes. So now in the body of the coaching, we may be exploring what those have to do. She gave me some wonderful metaphors, like rusty wheel and such. So, you know, so the answer is yes, Donna.
Okay. Good. Absolutely. Yeah, because I know sometimes, you know, just my tendency is, and this is just my learning in the coaching is that, you know, I think it is about going deeper, as you say, and not trying to get right to the, you know, to the point of the goal right away or something, but really addressing
yeah.
things that are sitting there. Yeah, good.
You bring up a good point, and I see it so often in the exams that I assess and the mentor coaching recordings, you know, conversations that I hear, that there's a tendency, particularly with beginning coaches, to rush into the content.
Mm-hmm.
And what we discover typically is, and this is typical for beginning coaches, that they want to get the establishing the coaching agreement out of the way as soon as they can so that they can get to the coaching. So here's the thing. Establishing the coaching agreement is the coaching. There is so much work that the client is doing in this process of prioritizing and clarifying. I recall one conversation I had with a client one time. It took 25 minutes of establishing the coaching agreement, and that entire process, my client was processing, what do I really want? What is it that I want? What do I really want? The client was doing a lot of work. That is the coaching. So there's that tendency to leap and step over these really dynamic elements of establishing the coaching agreement. I'll even go, I'll say more about this. One time I was mentoring a client going for his PCC, and he was coaching me. And then I gave him feedback. And just lost what my point was going to be. Just a second. Oh, yes. And so he was practicing. We were doing like a skill drill on establishing the coaching agreement. And in that process, I had my insight, my shift, my transformation in 10 minutes. We were done. And it was just the process of establishing the coaching agreement. He took me out to my future vision, and in the nature of his who questions, he helped me access my vision and my mission, much like Annie touched on. It opened up, didn't it? She accessed that she wants to be making a difference. That's the who zone that came from. And I had my transformation right there in establishing the coaching agreement. We were done. Doesn't always happen, but it can. So thanks for that great question, Donna.
Thank you.
Okay, thanks, Donna. We have another person that has their hand up. Let's go to Carmen. Hi, Carmen.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah. Where are you calling in from?
Yes, I'm from the Netherlands.
Beautiful.
Okay, yeah, I just was listening, and I heard Annie. I was just a bit fascinated by the way Fran addressed a sort of, what the real topic or issue was for Annie, because I heard Annie say at one point, I would like, and it was like she was a bit of wandering off from the issue, and then Annie said, what's behind the I would like? And I thought that was so powerful, And then it was, for me, it was still about the topic itself. And then Fred asked, what is important for you today? And that she asked in such a quiet way, and I had a feeling she was using intuition, that, yeah, and he was somehow, yeah, wondering a bit. And, well, listening to it, I came to the realization that it's also very important to first really address the focus itself. So that's that was my observation.
Oh, Carmen, thank you for that. And actually, what was happening for me when I heard Annie present her issue, it mm-hmm. sounded like this was something that was really, really important to her. And mm-hmm. yet she used this language of, I would like. And I thought, mm-hmm. well, this doesn't match up. That doesn't sound like, I really want this, you know. It sounded tentative.
Yes.
And so what I was actually doing was reflecting her words and her energy to see how she responded. And it didn't really land mm-hmm. for her, you know, so mm-hmm. I let it go and I shifted direction.
Mm-hmm.
Because what I got mm-hmm. was a story and her story about her judgments and so forth. So I switched
mm-hmm.
gears.
Yeah, so thank you very much, Fran. And that's what's important for you today. And the timing of the question, for me, listening to you was so powerful that, yeah. And I was thinking, when you don't, at the beginning, it's so important to have patience and trust your intuition as a coach that, yeah, and this acceptance and then the warmth and then the deeper issue comes up. So yeah, it was a great example for me. Thank you very much.
Wonderful. Thank you. And thanks for being here, Carmen, and thanks for speaking up.
Okay.
Thank you, Carmen, from calling in from the Netherlands. Okay, a reminder, I think we have plenty of time for more of this. Is that right? Good. So I'm just going to remind people, press 1 on your keypad. We'll bring you the mic because this is where the juice is. Next, we're going to go to Denise. Hi, Denise.
Oh, hi. What I appreciated, Fran, was the way you clearly not only narrowed down or chunked down the focus, but then you tied it to her understanding of what would be a successful outcome, as you were saying was key earlier on. And I saw that clearly demonstrated. And for me, as a beginning coach, it really did help me clarify the importance of not skipping over that part of it before getting into all the content and not allowing them to get off into circumstances by asking the who versus the what.
Beautiful. Thank you, Denise. I appreciate it.
Well, thank you. That was very helpful.
Good.
Okay, so next we're going to go to Mark. Hi, Mark.
Can you hear me?
Oops.
Okay, I think we have
Can
Mark.
You hear me?
Mark, are you on a speakerphone? Having a hard time hearing Mark. Mark, it looks like you're calling from the web phone. I'll put you back on hold.
Yeah. Can you hear me?
No, we cannot. No, we're having a hard time hearing you. Go ahead and say something. Hey, Mark, I see you're calling on the web phone. I'm going to recommend that you disconnect and reconnect. Actually, I'm going to do you a favor. I'm going to drop you off on purpose. Then you have to reconnect. When you reconnect, Mark, just press 1 again. So he's had a little technical difficulty there. Okay, next we're going to go. We're Denise. You want to go back to Annie for now until Mark or others come on? Hi, Annie.
Hi.
Hi, Annie. Love to hear I'd love to hear feedback, if you're willing, on your experience. What did you notice about that WHO process, establishing the coaching agreement?
I would be delighted to give you feedback. So I am not an easy client to coach. I just want to start off with that.
Thanks for the warning.
Well, you already know that. That's not news for you. I know Fran, you know, just for the rest of you, I met Fran back in 2009 when I was preparing for my MCC. And when I learned about how difficult it was to get an MCC, I started to do some research and try to find out some of the tools and the skill sets. And the one thing that showed up over and over and over and over again was the establishing the coaching agreement. And what I noticed was how few coaches really actually did that. And then when they did, what a difference it made. And it's so interesting because I don't get coached all that often these days. It actually made me kind of go, gee, I kind of miss it, and I'd like to do that again. But also, it was so interesting because I noticed, like, if I disappear, if I'm thinking about your questions, like, why is she asking me that, or on a more sort of superficial level, then the question's not working. But when I really go into the question and it takes me somewhere, then I know that the questions are working, and that's my experience, was that the questions were taking me somewhere. But it was so interesting, as I was also noticing, like it takes a lot of courage and fortitude for you as coach to hang in there, really getting clarity on what that coaching agreement is. And when you knew what it was, that it was just simply getting started on the writing, and then you brought out what you did for me, is you rekindled, you helped me rekindle my passion, my devotion, my dedication to getting started again. Like, I felt it in my body, the sensation of, what am I waiting for? Like, why am I waiting? You know? And it was like, I don't need anything else. I just need to go out and do it. And I really, it's not an easy place as coach, because you feel almost sometimes like you're pushing a little, but it's that uncomfortable edge. If you just hang out there long enough, which is what Fran demonstrated so beautifully, it just is so rich in outcome. So yes, I loved it. Thank you for demonstrating so beautifully again.
Thank you for speaking to your experience, Annie. And I want you to know that it was, you know, I was just salivating over, I wish we could keep going, you know, on the call, because my intuitive agenda, if you will, was to really spend more time helping you unleash all that passion. You know, I could talk about metaphors. It felt like the damper was on, you know, and that all there was to do was just take the lid off. And
low-hanging fruit.
Low-hanging fruit. All right. Well, thank you for volunteering. It was a pleasure.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Annie. I'm going to give you Ian. And okay. I'm going to go check Mark's audio. He's back. So here's Ian. Hi, Ian. Welcome.
Oh, thank you. Fran, I've got to say your approach, I think, provided a really powerful tool to evoke insights, discovery, and powerful questioning, as in the coaching competency number 6. It just, I've been trying to figure out how to get from how to get clients from sort of the top level of the problem to, or their thing, to that deeper level, and it just flowed so simply and just so powerful. I just gotta thank you for this. This is great.
Wonderful. I'm happy for you, Ian. Thank you.
Okay, thank you so much, Ian. Well, good news, we have Mark back. His audio sounds good. So, hi, Mark. Welcome.
Barry, thank you for your support in my learning on this. And I just had to lean in on this. I was enjoying the call, but then... simplicity is what comes to me, Fran, simplicity. And there was actually beauty in that simplicity. Now, I'm a big advocate of the trust and intimate, I mean, all the competencies are important, but I really lean in early on with the client on that trust and intimacy, and I focus a lot on that. However, what I learned from this is that you can really foster more trust and intimacy through establishing the coaching agreement. So I want you to share, for you, the simplicity. Is it through experience? Is it through natural acumen for this, or something else?
Oh, no. This is, how many years have I been coaching full-time, Mark? This is...
Longer than I've known you, and I've known you 20 years.
Yeah, exactly. So, no, this is continuous learning practice. What's the word? Hasn't come naturally for me. No, this is learned, practiced, and noticing the difference that it makes is so enrolling, if you will, in staying with what works. Something that when I'm mentoring coaches and they're struggling with this competency, I actually recommend that you take this on in a formulaic structure and give yourself permission to practice this in a formulaic way with clients that you can do this with it, that you can practice with, okay? So that you can begin to experience the benefit and the increased results, the power of these elements of establishing the coaching agreement, and then allow yourself over time to then become more organic and play with it. Oh, it's kind of like shifting from unconscious competence through conscious incompetence through to unconscious competence. You know, give yourself permission to take this on and practice it like in a structured approach, and notice the difference with your clients in how they're being, how they're responding, what's opening up for them, and build your trust in the process and your mastery over time.
Is that where the ease will come from?
Yes. Yes, absolutely. For some, it's
Is this going to be part of the written material we'll have an opportunity to get, you mentioned?
Yes, in the written material, there's more than I've been able to speak to today. You have all the examples that I've given.
Great.
The information about each of these, the benefits, the purpose for each of these elements that you can begin to notice and experience. So please do. In fact, let's just go there now. Thank you, Mark. Send me an email, Fran, R-A-N, at Fran Fisher Coach. I'll spell that for you. F-R-A-N, Nancy, FISHERCOACH.com. Fran at FranFisherCoach.com. Send me an email, put who in the subject line, and I will send you this 15-page handout with all the content of this teleclass. So there'll be more there than what we could possibly cover today in our time together. Okay, will you do that, Mark?
And I will also send out, this is Barry, I'll also send an email to everybody that has that information.
Okay, FRAN at FRAN, FISHERCOACH.com.
FranFisherCoach.com. Thank you for the correction.
Okay. So I will be delighted to send this to you. So you'll be able to not only, you know, listen to the recording again if you choose to, or and have the written material as well. And so that's a free offer today. I have another offer for you that I'd like to extend, and you'll find this on my website, which is FranFisherCoach.com. And this is a product that I developed. If you want more of this transformational coaching conversation, more of the who, and I have developed 17 portable audios that you can download or stream for deepening the client, taking the client into the transformational zone. And this regularly sells for $197. I'm offering anyone who goes to my website who will enter the code ICFLA, it's 30% off. So that's $137.90, 30% off for you, the regular price of $197. It's called My Portable Mentor. It's a series of these 17 audios, and there's materials there for you. Also, a syllabus and a journal and a transcript, a written transcript. So I think you'll find it a really, really empowering tool. And I've received some wonderful feedback on the benefit of this product. So you'll find that on my website at FranFisherCoach.com. It's right on the homepage, My Portable Mentor. Click on it. There's a video. There's lots more information. And there's a payment portal there, which takes you into the membership site, fill out a username and password, and you can go in and out anytime you choose, or you can simply download them all to any device you choose. My Portable Mentor. Okay.
Very nice. Very nice. So a free guide, they email you, or My Portable Mentor if they want more of that great resource. Fantastic. We have about 7 minutes left just for your section, so we got more time to interact with people or whatever you'd like.
Okay. Well, let's check to see if there are any more questions or comments.
Yeah, press 1 on your keypad. And I have a question as people are getting in the queue. So I happen to go to Coaches Training Institute, and we have something there that may not everybody may be aware of called the Designed Alliance. And I think I heard you use the term the coaching agreement, and I'm wondering if you could help make a distinction between the two, because
yes.
I think what you talked about today was a lot of design alliance, and I'm not really sure the difference between the two, and not everybody has gone to CTI. So could you help us with that?
Sure. Yes, Barry. I know exactly what you mean by designed alliance, because as you know, you and I started out in the very early years with CTI before it was even CTI. So the Designed Alliance is designing the relationship. So a lot of the Designed Alliance is, are we a good fit for each other? How will we work together? You know, the ICF competencies were designed over 20 years ago. And when they were designed, when they were designed, establishing the coaching agreement was about understanding and effectively discussing with the client the guidelines and the parameters of the coaching relationship. So that might have been the logistics, the fees, the scheduling, and so forth, and reaching an agreement about what's appropriate in the relationship and what is not, and what the client's responsibilities are and the coach's responsibilities, and determining whether it's an effective match. So that's more what the designing the alliance is about designing the relationship. What we've learned, and we, assessors, ICF, what we've learned over the years is that the way that competency was written many years ago is about designing the relationship. when we're assessing an exam, we want to hear these competencies demonstrated in the conversation. So establishing the coaching agreement now is about establishing a coaching agreement or a goal, as I suggested, an ideal outcome for that specific conversation. That's the difference.
Wow. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Does that help? Yeah.
Yeah, it does. So we have time for one or two more questions. Again, press 1 on your keypad. And in the meantime, we're going to go to Tina. Hi, Tina.
Hi, can you hear me?
Hi, Tina.
Perfectly.
Yes.
Well.
Okay. I am on your website, Fran, trying to order your mentor thing, and it's saying that the ICFLA code is invalid.
It's all caps.
Yes.
Okay. ICFLA, all in caps.
Yes. Yep, I tried it all caps the first time, then I tried lowercase, and it's saying coupon is invalid.
Okay. Okay, well, thanks for being there. Bless you. So as soon as we get off the phone, I'll call my technical people, and we'll get that fixed within the hour. So hold your horses, everyone. I'll get that fixed for you. I want you to have that 30% off, Tina, and I want you enjoying my portable mentor right away.
Yes, I love audio. I when I go out and do my exercise, rather than listening to music, I'm always listening to audiobooks. I'm always learning.
Well, that's perfect because you can download them to your iPod.
All right, thank you.
Thank you. Thanks. I'm sorry you're having a problem, but we'll get that fixed right away.
Thank you. Thanks for the feedback, Tina. I appreciate it. Okay, anybody else, press 1 on your keypad. We have a few more minutes. Nice open space today, plenty of time. And I'll also invite Elspeth, if you have any comments you'd like to make about today's program or what you're learning.
Well, I found it very, very powerful, the spending more time on the actual desired outcome, what it mean, the motivation, the focus. I felt very, Fran, very powerful coaching. And I myself, I am going to subscribe to your my portable mentor. And I really appreciate you you being here today. It was a very powerful session, and it was bottom line, that's it. That was fabulous. Thank you.
Thanks, Elspeth. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Elspeth. Okay, we have one more hand up. This will be the last for now. We'll go to Dawn. Hi, Dawn.
Hi. Thanks so much for this great call. This was really wonderful. I just had a quick question on the establishing the measure for success. I just wanted to clarify, we're still talking about this being in establishing the outcome. Is that correct? Because I kind of had thought before that this was sort of a midway check-in, but now I'm sort of thinking it's in the establishing the outcome agreement. So can you just talk about that a bit?
Oh, yes, of course. Well, ideally, once you have aligned specifically on that ideal outcome, you've got a statement that's clear and you're both aligned on it and clear, then you want to tie your measure for success to that ideal outcome. So where are you now in relationship to that outcome that you want to achieve? And where do you want to be in relationship to that? Now, certainly you can check in along the way. That's great. How are we doing? Let's take a check-in on, are we on track? And where are you now in terms of moving toward what we want to accomplish? Those interim check-ins are great if they're needed. They're not always needed, but if they are and you step over it because the client has gone in a different direction, if that's an exam conversation, the assessor is going to hear that you've missed the opportunity to stop, check in, and possibly recontract. Does that help, Don?
Yes. Thank you, Fran. That was very helpful. Thank you so much.
Okay, good. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Dawn. So what would you like to say in closing before we get to the ICFLA wrap-up part? Because that was an amazing 75 minutes of content and interaction and coaching.
Well, Barry, thank you. You are the host with the most. So appreciate your support today. Beyond description, really, the technical command and keeping things on track. Thank you so much. I'm so grateful for your support and guidance and support. And it's been such a pleasure to be with everyone today. I look forward to connecting with any of you who want more in whatever capacity. I have an appointment with who was it? Barry, the other person.
I think yes, the other woman. I already sent you the email with.
Okay,
it will come
great.
To me in just a second. The other person besides Annie, the other person.
Yeah. Kristen,
you that information.
Kristen,
thank
you.
Thank
you, Kristen. We'll. I look forward to connecting with you one-on-one.
Okay. Thank you so much, Fran. You know, the way I look at this is this whole alliance friend relationship thing is creating something you do over time. I mean, I had the joy of knowing Fran over 20 years. She was an instructor way back when, and we got to reconnect again. Thank you so much for your wisdom, your information, and really helping people get in to the who. That's amazing. Thank you, Fran. Thanks for a huge turnout today. Oh, my gosh, it was a huge turnout. Sorry for the technical problems. Maestro's having a little server issue that we're working with them, getting that fixed. So apologies on behalf of Maestro, and we hope that the problems go away and everything is cool going forward. Thanks to the audience for your interaction and the coaches that interact with us. Okay, keep the conversation alive. We have great social media, Twitter, LinkedIn, and Facebook, and you can keep the posts going there.